Mother Teresa of Calcutta didn't consider herself a saint. She often said publicly, privately, always emphatically, that she did not want to be considered for sainthood. She did not hold her devotions to be greater than that of the nuns with whom she worked, or the dying and destitute whom she brought in from the streets of Calcutta to love them into their last breaths. She did not want people to believe that they need to be saints, to be of service. Yet this week concluded the first phase of her beatification. Pope John Paul has waived the customary 5-year delay in consideration and seems determined to make Mother Teresa a saint quickly. But is making Mother Teresa a saint the best way to honor her life? The reason for the world's urgency toward Mother Teresa's sainthood don't have to be mysterious. For millions of people, even many non-Catholics, Mother Teresa embodied the gospel. Each feature of her life seems to make her equally as holy as St. Francis or Joan of Arc, and probably holier than a good many others to whom worshippers light candles today. Sainthood may seem only the just reward to give a soul who took a vow of poverty and bathed the sores of the world. Her elevation would honor India, where Catholicism is increasing, and to be plain about politics, which is rarely inseparable from sainthood, Mother Teresa's sanctification might help the Pope press his more controversial case for beatifying Pope Pius XII, who's considered by many scholars to have been criminally indifferent to the Holocaust. Mother Teresa's denials that she was a saint have so far been shrugged off as humility, what you would expect of a saint. But I think those of us who were ever blessed to be near Mother Teresa may now have an obligation to remind the world of what she said about herself and believe her. Mother Teresa lived humbly and devoutly, but she was not modest. She had a very shrewd self-assessment of her holy image and how it could be used to promote the cause of the poor. She used to tell visitors who came to her mission house from around the world, "Oh, don't worry, God will provide for us the way he provides for the birds and the trees and the flowers." At the end of that speech, of course, visitors were literally flinging their rings and watches into the house's collection plate. Mother Teresa would amble off with, I do believe, a detectable twinkle in her eye. To insist she was a saint against her own testimony asked people who want to honor Mother Teresa to believe everything she said and stood for except her own assessment of herself. Mother Teresa believed her life was in the streets, not in stained glass.